Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Astrobyte 2012. My name is Richie. I'm taking place from my dad Adrian and my dad Roy and my brother Adrian. Tonight we're going to have a lot of open lines tonight. Anybody that wants to talk about anything, really, we're open for anything you want to talk about. What I really want to get onto is UFOs and hauntings also. Being a former paranormal investigator that I was, I've got to discover a lot of different hauntings. And maybe callers out there tonight, if you have anything you want to talk about, any creepy things you want to talk about, then I'm willing to listen. Anybody who wants to call in tonight, our phone number is going to be 646-721-9720, and you can call on that tonight and be live on the radio. Once again, my name is Richie, and thank you for listening tonight on Astrobyte 2012. We're going to talk about anything you want to talk about. Maybe we'll even get on a little bit of information on the Chupacabra, which I'm really into, too. Anybody there tonight that wants to call in, please do. There is open lines tonight. Anything that you want to talk about. Then I was saying I was an investigator for paranormal, for ghosts and hauntings. Have done a lot in different parts of the U.S. here, mainly on the West Coast, on the paranormal stuff. But a lot of UFO sightings. I live out here in Pueblo, Colorado, which is out here, I call it UFO land. We're about 40 miles, maybe 30 miles from Pueblo City. And this is a great area right here for UFOs that we have got a lot of pictures and sightings out here. And we'd really like to hear from anybody out there that would like to talk and, you know, share about UFOs. And we have a lot of, you know, different things that we do see out here. Take, for instance, I was in Utah where Roy and Adrian are, you know, where they live. I seen a UFO one night. It was about 5 in the morning on a Saturday morning. And as I was walking, doing patrols, I did security for a place that designs missiles and stuff. But anyhow, I was walking around this building, and I usually like to look up in the stars, you know, the universe. And I was looking up, and I seen this. Maybe anybody else that might have had this, you know, have seen this and witnessed this type of UFO or anything, please let me know. But what it was like a fireball, and it became brighter and brighter. It was just coming down, but it stopped, and it was like it was, you know, it was like watching me. But I went to run to go get the other guard and in the front of the building, and by that time it was gone. It went through the clouds and it was gone. It, I mean, it went very fast, and you know, these UFOs usually do. They go pretty fast, pretty quick, and that's why there's so many different sightings and so many different, you know, because these UFOs can travel very quickly. They can travel very quickly. I lived by Phoenix, Arizona as well, and Phoenix, Arizona has what they call the, I believe it's the Phoenix Lights, they called it. And this UFO was huge. I mean, this spacecraft they seen was huge. Nobody couldn't believe their eyes what they were seeing. And anybody else, maybe in Arizona there, could give me a call or let me know about those, you know, the Phoenix Lights. I'd really like to find more information about it. But, you know, you do see them in desert areas. They've been seen down in Mexico. A lot of UFO crashes there as well that they have also, you know, have discovered aliens, which, you know, They've done a lot of autopsies and stuff like that. But anybody out there that maybe that, you know, you might have had an abduction or something like that from a, alien or something like that, extraterrestrial, you know, then I'm open to hear about it. And, you know, anything is possible, what we may see or what we may do. And, you know, the main thing is please give me a call tonight and, you know, let me know information about what you've seen and what, you know, either it could be a haunting. Maybe your house is haunted. Maybe that you had worked security or you worked at some old hospital or somewhere. Maybe you're a paranormal investigator. You know, feel free to please let me know, let us know, you know, what type of information that you got. And a lot of it, you know, the spirits and stuff like that, you know, the spirits beyond the grave. I investigated, I was on the air, and I do believe I was talking about this with Roy and Adrian, that I investigated Cripple Creek, Colorado, and it was, it's an old ghost mining town, basically an old gold mining town, and there was a lot of things that happened there, a lot of ghostly history, and it still remains. I mean, these ghostly encounters still remain. We got to investigate a lot of the old hotels there, places that had been there for a long time, maybe even 100, 200 years. And, and I remember that me and my wife we were going to investigate this one building, and there was a sheriff's deputy that he did not want to step inside this building at all. He was the one that let us in. It was probably around about midnight or something like that. And he wouldn't go inside. And, I wonder why. And he said, well, I've had ghostly encounters here. He says, I just got creeped out. I had the heebie-jeebies. I can't go in here. I said, well, that's common because, you know, we all, once we see something or experience something, you know, we're freaked out about it. It's natural. And sometimes we don't. You know, some of us, we can just shake it off and, okay, it's normal. You know, this is something that it's interesting to us. So, you know, the main thing is if anybody out there that has any type of experience with or have seen things, please let us know because we're always out to hear of, you know, the supernatural or the paranormal. Now, when I was talking about, also I want to talk about anybody that has ever seen Bigfoot, okay? I'm really into all these different categories of different things and investigations. But Bigfoot, I've met people that has seen Bigfoot, but if anybody out there has ever witnessed Bigfoot, please let us know too. You can also, if you have Adrian or Roy's email address, email them pictures of UFOs or, I mean, even Bigfoot, Chupacabra, whatever it is that you have seen, you know, ghostly encounters and things like that. Now, basically, you know, that I'm sorry that Roy and Adrian is not here tonight, but they wanted me to take over the show tonight. So they will be back tomorrow night at 10:30. And we'll be on our regular schedule again, and we'll be, talking about different subjects as well. But I really like to go in deep with the supernatural stuff myself too as well. And I'm sure a lot of you out there that really get interested in the supernatural, you know, a lot of things, you know, the paranormal. And I say paranormal means is something that, you know, that you cannot explain, you know, some things that you can. And the main thing is right now I'm trying to research UFOs, not so much of the ghost stuff as much anymore. I did for quite some time, probably got 100, maybe 1,000 different EVPs. But basically, I'm always keeping my eyes up on the sky and stargazing and around because in the area where we live, it's nice and dark and, you know, and that's a good place to be is when it's, you know, in areas where there's not a lot of light so you can see more UFO footages. But I'm sure anybody out there, I'm sure there's quite a bit of people out there right now that, you know, has witnessed UFOs. And please give me a call on this tonight. We can go on this subject. Anything that you want to talk about, anything. This is open lines for anybody. And basically that, you know, we're just going to have fun with this and for this Friday evening. And we always come up with these different subjects all the time. I mean, most of the time that we have come up with all kinds of things. Now, the I was going to say, let's see. I have talked to some people that they said about, now, a chupacabra alien or this creature, it's like what they call it, the blood goat sucker. And what it is I guess that in Mexico or down in Texas or something, that it was witnessed down there. But many goats, and I guess there was other type of livestock that had the blood sucked out of them. And it's something else. I mean, I also heard that on, I believe, Art Bell and George Norrie. And they're great to listen to, Coast to Coast AM. I believe that's 1160. If you ever get a chance to listen to that or listen to George Norrie or Art Bell, they are awesome. And maybe one of these nights maybe we can get on Art Bell and, you know, he can talk to us because he gets a lot of different type of, you know, interesting subjects on there. I mean, a lot of neat stuff that people, you know, they talk about. And, you know, and you don't feel crazy, people out there. They don't feel crazy, people. You know, what you want to share or what type of information that, you know, that you have, you know, witnessed and stuff. Because, you know, one thing about it is that we think we're going crazy when we see something. But I tell you right now, you know, I've seen spirits, ghosts, and I've seen, you know, UFOs. I've never seen a Bigfoot. Now, what I would love to see a Bigfoot. I really would. I would love to, you know, even up the Rocky Mountains here in Colorado, wherever. But, you know, also that I lived in Florida for a couple of years ago. I lived down in Florida, and some of the people around there were talking about what they call the swamp monkey. Now, anybody in Florida, if you ever heard of this creature, please let me know. I guess it's like a Sasquatch or Bigfoot creature, lives out in the swamps, and many people have seen them, even in, I guess, I believe in Louisiana. So Louisiana, anybody in Louisiana, please give me a call. Anybody around, or anybody around the United States, anybody around the world that's ever seen the supernatural, these things. And basically, you know, that this is something that I enjoy to talk about and to investigate. It's very interesting. Now, if anybody out there, too, that needs, you know, prayers and healings, and we can do that tonight, too, as well. I do prayers and healings also. And, you know, like I say that when you, if you do investigate different things, you know, be careful of what you do. You know, you always get permission before you go on land or wherever you're going to do and be very careful. You know, you could always, you know, get you a good camera or get you a good telescope that you can look up in outer space. Because there is a lot of different things up there. I mean, there is a lot. We're not alone, I'll tell you. But, you know, the main thing is that we just want to have fun with it and, you know, and really know what's really out there. So we can let people know, you know, what's going on, you know. And the main thing is that we just, you know, go on one day at the other. So. The main thing is anybody that wants to call in, please, we don't have no callers. I'm sorry to check to see if I had any callers in here. Looks like I don't right now. Don't see any callers coming in. But anybody that's out there that wants to call in and have a talk with me, come on, you know, call in. I can give you that number one more time so you kind of get that number in case you didn't get it. It's going to be 646-721-9720, and that's Astromize 2012. So main thing is if you have anything you want to talk about and share of the supernatural, please give us a call. Give me a call, and we'll talk through it. You know, we'll see what's going on. You know, the main thing is that, you know, don't be ashamed and don't be afraid of what you want to talk about. This is definitely open lines for everybody. So the main thing is that those who have ever been to Roswell, New Mexico. Now, Roswell, New Mexico is a pretty interesting place. I have not yet to go there yet. I actually was right by it, but I know a lot of people, you know, because I lived in by White Sands Missile Range. I work there in New Mexico in Las Cruces. And there's a lot of different UFO sightings there. I lived there about 7 months by White Sands. And, you know, but if you ever want to take a trip down to Roswell, I've had I talked to a lot of friends that was down there, people that I knew, and they said it's a very interesting place. A lot of UFO museums and extraterrestrial stuff. It talks about the UFO crashes that happened there. But a lot of them were, you know, there were cover-ups and stuff like that, but I do believe that there was real UFOs that really happened, you know. But the main thing is that people are always going to think you're crazy. Some people think that I might be crazy because I've seen something. But I want to let them know what's out there. I want to let them know. And just like with anybody else out there, you know, let me know. Let everybody else know if you want to. What did you discover? What things have you seen in the supernatural? So the main thing is that, you know, it's not like a science fiction movie. Now, some science fiction movies are based on true stories. Close Encounters of the Third Kind is one of my most favorite movies because it was almost like realistic. It's like realistic. And I actually have seen UFOs with beaming lights coming down, like a huge spotlights with different type of colors. And they come in different colors and forms, these UFOs. So the main thing is that, you know, we have to keep our eyes on the sky because you never know what's around us and even on the land. Now, they have discovered creatures and monsters like these creatures that has never been discovered before, okay? We're talking, you know, down in the Amazon, South America, Mexico, you know, like places that, or even around the other parts of the world that's never been discovered before. These are creatures, okay? Almost like the Chupacabra, but that these creatures, you know, they're supposed to be prehistoric. They're supposed to be gone since the dinosaurs were gone, okay? But these creatures still roam the earth. You know, that they have caught fish out of the seas, these beasts, and they were gigantic, you know, with gigantic teeth. And, you know, these things were beastly. You know, they were prehistoric beasts. And that's the main thing is that I do believe that we still have prehistoric beasts that are still around. The Loch Ness Monster, okay, some people think it's a myth. And I do believe that there is some kind of creature in there. You know, I guess they named it after the lake, the Loch Ness Monster, you know, the Loch Ness Lake, I believe is in Ireland. But the main thing is I do believe that these people have seen something. They definitely did, you know. And something that they wanted everybody to know what's out there is like Bigfoot, you know. They want to let everybody know that these creatures exist, okay. These monsters, been gone, these prehistoric beasts that's been gone for millions or maybe billions of years ago, but the DNA, it just kept continuing, okay? These creatures just kept continuing. And I think the same way of the Sasquatch, too, because I do believe, I have talked to a man before, he said that he had seen little children of, they were Bigfoot little children, I guess they Sasquatch, but he says that there was a family of them, okay? And now if they can breed with their DNA, you betcha. You betcha they could, you know, these Bigfoot beasts, these creatures can keep going and they can keep multiplying, okay? And the main thing is that, you know, why is it that they keep seeing Bigfoot in different states, okay? Because I don't believe there's just one Bigfoot. I believe that there is, you know, could be several Bigfoots or Sasquatches almost alike each other, but there's different kinds, okay? Because you look at the primates, okay, look at the primates, you know, that you see, the monkeys and stuff, the gorillas, okay? They're almost like them, except this beast is about 10 feet tall, okay? Maybe 7 to 10 feet tall, which people had seen this beast, okay, Bigfoot. Now, would that scare the heebie-jeebies out of you if you're walking in the woods in the middle of the night or maybe during the day and you were by yourself and you walked out in the woods and you seen this 10-foot beast looking down at you? Okay, snarling teeth. But you know what? I don't think that the Bigfoot wants to exactly hurt us. Now, when I've heard some people being attacked by it, and it's possible. It's possible that it's threatened by humans or about, you know, by us, okay? Because we're always, you know, I think we're invading their space, if you will. We go to the woods to invade their space. So I think they're just protecting their you know, their land or where they're at, you know, this you know, the places where they're at. So, you know, the main thing is that I don't think that they're there to torment us or, you know, I think they're just as curious as we are to them, you know. So the main thing is you don't really hear a lot of attacks of Bigfoot. But, you know, the main thing is that, you know, what I love that, yeah, and I, like I told you, I'd love to see a Bigfoot. Anybody out there that's ever have seen him in the woods, you know, anywhere, or any type of Sasquatch, please let me know. As I really am into the Bigfoot also. I'd love to go out and investigate, and I probably, I want to and I'm going to, you know. Right now, I'm trying to get other pictures and information of UFOs out there, you know, and getting other information from other people too, you know, getting their input about it, you know, the supernatural UFOs and stuff. So, you know, the main thing is that every state, even New Mexico, when I lived down there, they had talked, several people had talked about hauntings and UFO sightings and creatures that has been seen out there, okay? I'm not talking just Bigfoot, but I'm talking about these are creatures that scare the heebie-jeebies out of people, okay? Whatever type of beast that's out there, you know. And I'm sure there is. There's got to be, you know. But the main thing is anybody out there that wants to call, please call tonight. We have open lines. And I'm open to hear from you. My name is Richie, and you can call in or AstroMunch 2012. It's going to be, I'll give you the number again, 646-721-9720, okay? Also, my friend John that lives next to me, he's really into the paranormal and stuff, and he lived out in the San Luis Valley out here in Colorado, and it's out by the mountains, canyons, if anybody's ever been by these, you know, by the area or whatever. But he's also, they also have a UFO watchtower out there. And he, once I get him on, probably tomorrow night, I didn't get to catch him on my numbers here, but tomorrow night, my friend John would, he can tell you information of different sightings that he's had. And he's, you know, he's pretty good at the paranormal stuff, too, as well. He can talk you through about things, too. has a lot of experience into things. So the main thing is that, yeah, my friend John, he'll be willing, he'll talk to you, and, you know, and tomorrow night, you know, you call in at 10:30, get him on. I believe he had to go to the hospital about something, but, you know, let's hope he gets better. The main thing is that anybody out there that wants to call in tonight, please feel free. It's open lines tonight, anything that you want to talk about. And I'm going to take just a few-minute break here, just for a minute. And what we'll do is when I come back, we can talk a little bit more about the anybody else that wants to, you know, talk about stuff. Because, you know, your input on things can help us quite a bit. And we'll enjoy to hear from you. Be back here in about 5 minutes, just about 5 minutes, people. Thank you. I'm sorry about that, taking that few-minute break there. This is Richie once again, and we're talking a lot about subjects tonight of open lines for paranormal or whatever you would like to talk about. We were just talking about the Sasquatch, Chupacabra, UFOs, and ghosts and hauntings. Anything that you want to talk about, looks like we have a caller in here by a 719 number. Looks like it's a 719 looks like a Colorado number here. Let's see if I click on this here. Let's see here. We'll get somebody on right here. All right. Hello, anybody there? Okay, let's see here. I think we're trying to figure this out here for somebody. Just a second. Hello, anybody there?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air with Richie here, Astrominds 2012. How are you doing tonight?
Good, thank you.
And where are you calling from? What state? What's your name?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Okay, Colorado. So Colorado, okay. So what's on your mind? And what's your name? I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name is Lisa.
Okay, nice to meet you, Lisa. I'm Richie here.
Nice to meet you, too.
You betcha. And what's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I wanted to talk about a UFO experience I had as a little kid, and I wanted to get anybody's opinion on it. Yeah,
so
I was about 8 or 9 years old, and I was outside playing with one of my friends, and we had this saucer come up toward us. It was like real, probably about the size of a car. And I'm not exactly sure. Do you guys think it was a UFO, or what do you think it was? It was round, and it had like a thing on top. I couldn't see anybody in it. We got real spooked and real freaked out, so we took off running. And
huh.
I was just wondering what your opinion was on about that.
Well, it looks, it sounds like you had a UFO experience, definitely. Where did you see this UFO? Where did you say you seen it?
I saw it out here in Colorado. Me and my friends were out in the prairie out where we live. And it was a pretty spooky sight.
Oh, I bet it was. It hadn't been spooky sight. I mean, what did you do? Did you run when you seen it, or what did you do? That's our input. What did you see? What did it look like?
We saw like a round saucer-looking thing above us with silver, with green. And we weren't sure if it was a UFO or if that was just a paranormal, or I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I was talking about that, people think that they're crazy when they see things, and especially UFOs and hauntings and stuff like ghosts. But, I'll tell you right now that what you've seen, I do believe you, because there's a lot of sightings out here in Colorado, lots of sightings. I've seen UFOs myself out here, and that's really neat experience that you actually had seen, especially being as a little girl and experiencing a UFO. I mean, wow, How close was this UFO to you?
Well, it was probably about 10, 20 feet away from where we were standing. It was right above our heads.
Well, that is something else. That is. I've never had one that close come up to me. But, I'll tell you, though, once you see them, and something like that close, you're either going to, and that's pretty brave of you. That's pretty brave of you to have this thing come so close to you. And to tell these. Yeah.
Me and my friend, we took off running, that's for sure.
Well, you did the smart thing in a way, but...
I didn't want to be one of them people who got abducted and got all kinds of tests done on me, so we took off running as fast as we could.
The main thing is that, if you have a camera or something like that, you want her to take a quick flash picture or something like that, and that's what normally happens, see, is they normally take a quick flash picture because you're so scared of what they're seeing. That, they freak out automatically. But I appreciate you calling 719 Colorado.
That's a lot of...
And
thanks for your help there, sir. I appreciate it, and I really find this very interesting.
Yes, and remember, keep your eye on the skies. You never know what you see. We have another caller that's going to call in right now.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you. You too. Good night. Thank you. We have another caller, looks like, from a 313, I do believe. As soon as I click off of this right here, let's see here. We'll get this guy. 313, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, is this 313? Yes. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, this is the paranormal radio show.
Well, we do talk about different subjects. In a way, we do all kinds of stuff, spiritual healings. We also do the supernatural. I was just talking about the supernatural stuff. Well, I do, and my brother Adrian and my dad Roy. But we do talk a lot about these subjects. What's on your mind tonight?
Kind of got confused there. I know you were talking about healing, and this is this show.
Did you need spiritual healing tonight?
I'm all right.
What would you like to talk about? What's on your mind tonight? Anything you'd like to talk about? You're on the air, so anything you want to talk about, go ahead.
Okay, cool. I like past life.
Well, first, what was your name and where are you from?
Oh, my name is Dwight. I'm from Detroit.
Detroit. Okay. Well, good evening. How are you doing? Good, Artie. Okay, go ahead and talk. I'm sorry. I'm just finding out. Okay, anything that's on your mind, go ahead.
It's all right. I was interested in things like, things of that nature. I know the subject is about healing and stuff.
We do all kinds of stuff. Like I said, you're talking about UFOs. Is that what you said?
Past life. But yeah, I have seen UFOs in the city, which is really interesting.
Sure. Do you want to tell me about some UFOs? Is that okay? Can you let me know? I'd like to hear about them. You know, this is an interesting subject.
Well, yeah, it has been a lot of sightings over here
recently, over the
past year.
There have been. Wow. And what did you just see lately?
Right before Expo that was going on downtown, I seen, like, a flock of them down near, like, what they call the riverfront.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was just a flock of them. It was really weird. Me and my friends was just walking out and looked up, and it was there. Big like mini lights, and it was really weird because they tend to happen when I'm with certain people.
Right. Okay. And you've seen many UFOs there, right? You've seen many sightings?
Well, not that many.
Not that many. Okay. But just enough to know that they're there. And you say that you live in what state is that again? I'm sorry?
Detroit.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, and I have checked out Detroit, investigations and stuff that UFO sightings, and there's been quite a bit there. There has been quite a bit there. Have you ever seen the fireball one, the one that I was talking about? I don't know if you heard me talking about a fireball type UFO. So nothing like that. But the one that you did see had a bunch of lights. Is that what you said? Maybe more than one UFO you've seen. Maybe they were kind of scattered out between each other. I don't know.
Yeah, the first one I seen was it was the ball of light, and I went to YouTube and was looking around to see if anybody caught some of them on a camera, recorded, and just found out it was a whole bunch of sightings.
Wow, wow, that's really neat. Wow. Wow,
yeah.
Now where were you live in Detroit? Is it pretty dark out there? Is that a good area to, you know, you live in the city, right? There's a lot of lights and stuff, or?
Yeah, the city. I live in the city, busy area.
Okay. So that's where you see these UFOs. You've seen them out in the city then?
Yep. Right here.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Right, yep.
That's interesting. Yeah. If you ever get a chance, and I don't mean to butt in, I'm sorry. If you ever get a chance, look up Phoenix Lights, Phoenix, Arizona. Look up the Phoenix Lights, okay? These things are huge, this UFO they've seen. And, you know, this UFO they've seen was just, you know, it's humongous, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well,
and yeah, so the main thing is that, you know, we're not crazy of what we see, you know. We're not crazy of what we see. There's always something out there.
The people who are scared of machines are the crazy ones. They're the caveman who's scared of machines.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I hear you. I do. Oh, yeah. I hear you. You know,
they are scared.
Things. And you're pretty brave to see these UFOs and talk about them. You know, there's a lot of people think we're crazy. You know what I mean? We start talking about UFOs and ghosts and things like that, hauntings. You know, I was a paranormal investigator. I was a ghost investigator for several years. Okay? Went to a lot of haunted places. But also UFOs, researching UFOs like you're talking about. But we're not crazy. We're not. When we see something, we mean it. You know what I mean?
Right. We just believe in machines. And whether they exist or not, you know, what's the big deal? They're just freaking machines. And I mean, you could be afraid of it, but what else in life is not scary? I mean, we got the Grand Canyon. Step too close to it, you'll be scared. But I mean, like, everything about it.
I know what you're saying, man. I know what you're saying. You know,
right.
and that's the main thing is when somebody sees something, they're scared. You know what I mean? They get the heebie-jeebies and they just want to get out of there. You know, some people don't. Yeah. I had a question for you. Have you ever had any ghost sightings? You ever seen any ghosts?
Oh yeah, plenty, many, many of those. When I was younger. And it's like, it's a history here. I mean, just in America, period, but, you know, there's like the foundation of this city. Some parts was built on swamp lands, which a lot of residents don't know, which causes a lot of flood in some basements.
Wow.
The type of
that's something else. Wow. Yeah. No, and I hear you on that, man. I do because, it takes a lot of some people to go out and investigate ghosts, to go out and try to track them down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And same thing about Bigfoot. Bigfoot. You heard about Bigfoot, right?
Oh yeah, Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've ever had sightings of Bigfoot either. I don't know. But we got in all different subjects tonight, and that's why we did open lines, because we could talk about anything. Because when I'm on the radio, I like to, and usually my brother and my dad's usually on, and they run the radio. You know, I help them run it. But tonight they couldn't make it. But if you call in tomorrow night at 10:30, they're gonna be on too. We'll talk about more stuff, you know. But and feel free to call any, you know, if you see any more sightings or anything else that you have seen, give us a call because, you know, I like hearing this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I really do. And you're a very interesting feller. Thank you for calling.
All right. Cool. It's been nice. Hello? Hello?
Are you there, sir?
Oh, I thought
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Looks like you're cutting out a little.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I'm cutting out a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's been really cool. I just, one thing I wanted to mention about sightings was it was interesting when I first seen the, what you call the Arizona light. I believe it's related to that. The people who was around, they seemed to act like it wasn't nothing there. Like somehow, I don't know how to explain it. It was like the Twilight Zone. They just walking.
Yeah.
And I asked this person, like, you see that? And it was like, yeah, it's a UFO. And they just kept on going.
It's
I was like, wait.
Cutting out there. I'm sorry, your phone's cutting out. I know what's going on. Get a little staticky there. Are you there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sounds like your phone's kind of going. I'm sorry. Yeah, but I know you're talking about the Phoenix lights, yeah, because I lived by Arizona. I worked in Phoenix, and I talked to many of people about the Phoenix lights, many. So many people had different stories, and they seen it. And like you say, that some people just blew it off and says, it's just another government thing. But I think it was something. I think it was. I mean, they still, to this day, you know, don't know what it was. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I believe.
All these UFO sightings, you know, we cannot say exactly what they are. You know, or is there extraterrestrials in there? I don't know, you know. I think the thing is they're trying to discover us. I think they're very, not saying being nosy, but they want to know about us, you know.
Well, you take it like, if we were to get some spacecrafts and go to other places, it's some of us that already know about different places, and then you have people who try to discover. You know, I think it's more of a mix. Majority pretty much knows more, you know, about places like this one. But it's all good.
Yeah. Like in Area 51 down in Nevada, across this 70 miles east of Las Vegas, Nevada. You ever heard of Area 51?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
That's a very sacred place. They won't let anybody in there. And there's even signs there that says that deadly force is authorized. Okay. What kind of sign would say something like that? Deadly force is authorized. Now, I don't know if you're in military or not. I don't know. I worked for the Department of the Army for about 9 years, and I've known a lot of people that has came from there, Area 51. Okay. It's very secretized, you know, secured. So whatever that they have there, if they've tested missiles or nuke bombs or something like that, but I still think there's something else they're covering up. I do believe they got UFOs or something going on.
Yeah.
But what's your thought about that? What's your thoughts? Yeah.
I believe everybody is going to discover what's going on very soon. Like the whole thing with the before I even seen some of these crafts, I was looking at something called like Project Blu-ray or something like that, where they would project.
What's it called? I'm sorry, Project Blu-ray?
Something like that.
Okay.
Where they project.
Bugle. Yeah. Well, thank you for telling me that information. I'll have to look at that. I appreciate that. I'll look at that
cool.
and see, because you know, any type of information that I don't know and somebody else tells me, I enjoy that, you know, because, you know, anything that's not too personal, we don't want to get too personal with the government and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Because there's certain things that we cannot about. Exactly, you know what I mean? So you have to be careful about what you talk about, because there's a lot of programs out there that can record our conversations as well.
I think at this moment, you know, I don't think the government, I don't really believe the government is really concerned about you know, the conversations that's going on about everything.
Not as much. They actually had disowned some of that stuff because that was against our Fifth Amendment. That was against the amendments, you know, and there's a lot of things that's being taken away, but we have to deal with them. You know, we have to deal with some things, and you know how America is, you know. So the main thing is that, yes. But that's great, all these UFO sightings that you've been seeing over there. I mean, that is just great. I mean, in Detroit, you know. I've seen many here in Colorado. I call this area where I live here, I call it UFO land, because I live out in the prairie. You know, I live out in the middle of nowhere. So UFOs are very common out here, you know, and different things. So, yeah. But I live out in Pueblo, Colorado, and we're, But I've never been to Detroit. I'd like to go. Like I say, the furthest I've been is Florida. I moved from there 2 years ago to here. That was as far as to the East Coast that I own Georgia and stuff like that. But I'd like to go take a trip up there and maybe see if I can see some UFOs up there, you know. How do you like Detroit? Do you like it there?
I believe where it's going is it's very interesting to see where it's going, the new development and everything.
Economy. I know the economy is not doing too well, I heard, you know, I'm sorry to hear that, you know. You know, some people have to move on too, you know, and if you could find something good, you know, I pray for you could find, you know, something good, you know. Do you believe in your higher source like God? Do you believe in the higher source of God?
Life source, life force, I believe in, yes, life force.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, like sometimes, you know, people read the Bible, and the Bible had talked about different things too, you know, and I was also talking about, Revelation and stuff like that, but, you know, if you ever do and you decide to read it, you know, it's interesting, you know. But the main thing is that I do believe, like you say, sir, that we're not alone. You know, there's these UFOs and extraterrestrials. They're watching us. They're watching us. You know, they're out there flying in the night sky while we're sleeping. You know, and unless you're a night owl and you stay up really, really late, you know, and you're outside, you know, stargazing. What do you think of our universe? Do you think it's pretty neat? Everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's our environment. It's like, you know, I say it's just a part of life. I mean, it's just a part of life. Like, life is not about, you know, whether you're afraid or not. Courage is not about not being afraid, but being afraid and knowing that you are, but standing up against it, you know, like, I mean, facing it. And, you
I hear you, brother.
The universe is full. It's just full of life. And we have planets in our solar system that we don't even know about.
Yes, tons of energy. That's what our universe is, just like our Earth when it turns. And, you know, if you went up in a space shuttle, okay, and you look down in the Earth, okay, up from outer space, you'll see that globe of light around it, you know, and it's all energy. So our Earth is turning into energy. You know, everything around us is energy, everything. You know, our plants and everything, you know, or whatnot. So, you know, we're living on an energy planet. But any other things you want to talk about? What would you like to, anything else on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm not really structured. I talk about a lot. I feel like I'm at a point where most of these things are just normal now, you know, like.
And we're seeing them even more now, you know. And you know, we're seeing them even more now, these UFOs. More. Yeah. I think they know something's going on. You know what I'm saying?
You know, that's exactly what I wanted to mention when you talked about the government.
Oh, cool.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
I believe, like, they actually want us. It's, you know, the government actually wants the citizens to know, but not in a direct way because, I don't know, that relationship is not built yet. But I believe there is, they're assisting, like putting some crafts up in the sky. But you have some that's real crafts and you have some that's just out there, you know, to prepare everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I forget how many UFOs.
Yes.
I forget how many UFOs are seen every month. It's ridiculous. It's like how many UFOs
are seen. You know, I don't know, man. You know, it could be maybe the hundreds or thousands. Who knows? You know, you're talking all around the world. You know that I've had many people call from all around the world. Okay, we're talking Africa, Asia. Okay, Russia. We got people calling in Mexico. They're calling everywhere, and they're saying about UFOs, something that they seen and they experienced. You know what I'm saying? These UFOs. So they're becoming more common now. Okay, these sightings have been more common now than they ever have been. You know, the main thing is there a lot of them are cover-ups. Like Roswell, New Mexico, that's a big cover-up down there, too. I live right by Roswell, not far from Roswell, about an hour away. And, White Sands Missile Range, I work there. A lot of UFO sightings. I've seen some UFOs out there. I did security out there. But I'll tell you that, it's a big UFO site down there, too. And they'll tell you a lot of things, you know. Yeah, but they're everywhere. I mean, they're becoming mentioned everywhere, you know. And you go on the internet and you just look up YouTube or Google it or something, look on UFO sightings, and you'll see tons of them, you know, and different kinds and different years, you know. But I think that the Phoenix Lights had beat the cake. I think that UFO was probably the most largest one I think they've ever seen.
Oh, really?
So, maybe don't count me wrong, maybe not, it might be something bigger, but that one there, they said it was miles long. Miles. Yeah. I mean, think about it, you know. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it came right down in the city of Phoenix, Arizona. Right down in the city. Yeah. Phoenix is a pretty big city, too. I worked there for a while, and I lived there, actually, a few years. And nice city, you know, but the desert's usually a lot of sightings down there in the desert. In the desert, you know what I mean? Down there near New Mexico, Arizona areas. Yeah. So you ever get a chance, come and visit the West Coast. You should check out Arizona and come down to go to those places and check them out, and they'll tell you stories about that. Just say Phoenix Lights, you know, and they'll talk about them. They're not afraid to tell you things, man. Just like if you know, letting us know and the other callers know out there that, you know, these sightings that you've seen, you know. And, you know, like what I was saying, man, is about that we think, you know, that people think we're crazy. You know, we talk about this stuff, you know what I mean? But they're for real. They're for real. But what was your name?
Dwight? Dwight.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. That's okay. A little trouble here on the phone. Okay, anything else you would like to talk about or share or anything like that? UFO or hauntings or anything like that?
I don't know how long your show is for or what you're...
I'm here till midnight. I haven't had no callers come in, so until I do, it doesn't, you know, whatever you want, man, whatever you want. If you have a list of things you want to talk about. But I don't have no callers calling in, not just yet. Tomorrow we're going to have a lot more because Saturdays to Sundays we have more. We have at least 10, 20, 30, sometimes 50 different callers. So tonight's kind of a little slower night, just you and another one in the Colorado call. But is there anything else you want to talk about? You can talk about anything you want. I don't mind. I mean, you know, that's why we're here. We like talking about the UFOs and supernatural. Yeah.
This is
very interesting. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know one thing is I'm focusing on, like, past life and history, the history of the world and stuff. You know, the real history.
You're talking about life after death. Is that what you were saying, life after death?
Yes. And the complete history of the world, you know.
Yes. I hear you. Yes.
I believe where we're headed to is we're in the process of building and bringing back the real positive foundations and things in life here, you know, again, but on another level and more permanently, which it will be permanent.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know, but it's about to become very obvious really soon. And, you know, it's pretty much almost here. It's almost here, and when we really find out about it and see it, it's going to be like a dirty room, kind of like, you know, where it's still going to be things to work out, clean up, and replace. But I like the process, progress. All the good stuff.
Yeah. You know, us earthlings, you know, we should all get along. There shouldn't be no violence and crime and this. And I think there could be. I mean, some people look at it in different ways, I guess. But, you know, these extraterrestrials, these UFOs, they're watching us. They see how men treat each other, you know. We show, you know, anger or hatred against each other, and what we shouldn't be. We should not one another, help each other, and, you know, be caring. You know what I'm saying? And that's the main thing. That's what makes goodness.
My phone is breaking up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, my phone was breaking up. I believe I can.
Sorry about that. Is your battery dying? Maybe your battery's dying. I don't know. Sometimes it does that. Your battery dies out.
It's like my hair keeps on having this attract into my phone with the static electricity every time they make contact.
Okay. That's what's going on. I hear you, man. Yeah, then if you have a cell phone or you have something or a cordless phone, they do that stuff too, you know. They like to, and who knows, maybe these, you never know, maybe these UFOs are messing with our technology. You ever thought about that? You know, why couldn't they? You know what I mean? Look at the power, look at the energy these UFOs have. Look at the power of these UFOs. You know what I'm saying? They could pretty much shut down city's lights if they wanted to. Radios, everything. Zip. Then again, you know, they kind of want to have peace with us. They want to have peace with us. So, that's why we have peace with them.
If they didn't want us around, they could have been, you know, stopped everything before the power, before we even had cars and electricity.
They've been here since before we had electricity, probably before the dinosaurs. They could have been here. Yeah. I bet you they would. I bet you they were before the dinosaurs. You know, the pyramids, you know. And I still believe that. Ladies and gentlemen, I just had some technical difficulties. I believe Dwight, the call from Detroit. I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to have my internet went down for a little bit. I had to get back online. That was Dwight that was talking. I believe your name's Dwight. Sorry if I said it wrong, from Detroit. Thank you for telling me this information and letting us know about these UFO encounters and stuff in Detroit. Please give us a call, Dwight, give us a call again if you have any other information. Once again, I'm sorry that had cut out on everybody. And, Dwight, I'm sorry about that happening. But at this time, anybody else out there that wants to call and talk, please call since we're back online again. I'll give you the number here. The number is 646-721-9720, and it's Astromize 2012. My name is Richie. I am your talk host shows tonight. So anything that you want to talk about, I have open lines tonight. We had a subject on the UFOs and Bigfoot, Chupacabra, or whatever that you want to talk about, hauntings or anything. So anybody out there that wants to talk about it, maybe you might have had a UFO encounter at one time or a paranormal. Please give me a call. We'll talk about this tonight, make this our subject. So the main thing is that seems like that we had an interesting caller that called us from Detroit, and he had talked about that there was many sightings over there. He says many sightings of UFOs has been seen there. And the same thing I was telling about here in Colorado and all around the West Coast here and Florida and places like that. You know, but anybody else, you know, are subjects of anything that you want to talk about. You know, since I'm back on the air again, we can talk about this stuff and have a good time with it. The main thing is that we want to have fun at what we talk about. And we want to have a lot of interesting subjects and anything that can give the heebie-jeebies to somebody, because I'm really into the ghost talk too as well, okay? Being a paranormal investigator, if there's anybody out there that is, investigate spirits and stuff like that, please, by all means, please give me a call. I'm going to take about a 2 or 3 minute break right here, and we'll come back. And we'll get back to you guys again, to anybody out there who wants to talk about things, because
Our subjects are always what matters. Our subjects are always what matters because people always want to hear things that's out of the ordinary. And that's the one thing is that we want to hear from people. And it's very interesting to all of us because we definitely hearing the subjects of people talking about different things. But what we'll do is I'll go on a break here, and we'll go ahead and talk about more here just in a couple of minutes. Be right back. Thank you. Okay, I'm back on the air again, and we were talking the subjects of different paranormal type stuff tonight, and this is our open lines tonight. We're talking about the supernatural type stuff. We've been having a lot of different callers, a couple of callers that have called in and have talked about different stuff tonight on subjects on UFOs. And ghost and paranormal stuff. Anybody who wants to call tonight, you can call 646-721-9720. Okay, and my name is Richie. I am your talk show host tonight on Astro Minds 2012. And basically that we're going to just kind of get into some subjects about different things. And different stuff like that, you know, we want to talk about different really neat stuff that people can really, you know, give people the heebie-jeebies about. And that's the main thing is that we want to have fun with this. But anyhow, that you know, we want to find out people's input and information all the time. And tomorrow night we're going to do, well, actually Saturday and Sunday we're doing two more other shows. And they're going to be two-hour shows, which is 10:30 p.m. And please feel free to call tomorrow. We're going to be talking different other subjects as well, too. And so we want to kind of, you know, get everybody's input on things. So if you have anything that you want to talk about, please give me a call tonight. The phone lines are still open, and We still have open lines tonight. So the main thing is that we want to hear from anybody out there, you know, different things that I enjoy, you know, and other people enjoy too. And so, you know, the main thing is that, you know, what have you seen around, you know, your state or city, or maybe you live out in the desert or the prairie or the mountains, and you've seen things out there, okay? And it can be anything that you've discovered and you've seen, anything of the unknown, subjects that we would love to hear from you, okay? We're here from Open Lines, and I'm here till midnight, 12 o'clock a.m., and we want to hear all kinds of stuff. So anyhow, let's see if I have a caller here. I don't know for sure. My system might be down. Oh. So let's see here. Okay, let me see here. Well, anybody out there that tonight, looks like my computer is having some technical difficulties right now. It could be the weather or something. But what we'll do is we'll continue with me, Richie, and Brother Adrian and mine and Roy. Tomorrow night, you can get back on air again at 10:30 p.m. tomorrow night. That is Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 p.m. as well on Astro Minds 2012. I thank you for listening tonight, and you have a wonderful night. And remember, keep your eyes up into the skies. Good night.